Before I began reading about Washington in preparation for this book, I had a loose idea of his life and achievements based upon a mixed bag of remembered stories and images. The Emanuel Lutz painting of Washington's historic crossing of the Delaware River on the night of December 25, 1776, has always stuck with me as a clear representation of his military chutzpah. Having rowed a lot of boats in my day, I was astonished to see these men rowing in a river full of large chunks of ice, which would obviously be incredibly uncomfortable and difficult, especially long before the advent of boat fuel or canned beer. It was that image that cemented in my child's mind the hardships that this man endured in the securing of our original freedoms. Because if you had to row across an icy river at night, it meant that shit was pretty rough. Besides that noble image, I have always appreciated the two most well-known stories about Washington, which are the chopping down of the cherry tree and the story of his wooden teeth. Long before I knew that wood, especially American cherry, would play such an important role in my own life, I was charmed, along with the rest of the suckers, by the tale of Washington's famous honesty in the Great Cherry Tree Caper. The story has it that as a young boy, Washington was given a new hatchet. Now, I can tell you from experience that there is really nothing more fun for a young person who likes to spend time in the woods than either a sharp knife, for obvious reasons, or just as obviously, a hammer. And by crikey, a hatchet combines the two into one devastating tool of destruction. There are very few surfaces inside the house or out that cannot be thoroughly butchered with an energetically brandished hatchet. Our little George knew what he was about. He set to chopping everything within reach with his new hatchet, including his father's favorite cherry tree. When questioned on the subject, George answered truthfully, "I cannot tell a lie, I chopped down the cherry tree." Well, his father was reportedly so moved by his son's integrity, he chose not to punish him, stating that honesty is worth much more than any number of cherry trees. 'Twas a winning anecdote, however apocryphal, displaying Washington's pith from the get-go, written well after his death as part of a lionizing tribute to the great man. Now, in hindsight, I could have shot holes in this story all day long. First of all, for a cherry tree to develop enough character, size, and presumably fruit yield to make it anybody's favorite would take many years, with said tree developing a trunk that would be much too thick and sturdy to fall easy prey to a boy's hatchet, no matter how robust the lad. Second, the father of our country exhibited an adherence to the principles of gentility and politeness just about as soon as he could pee standing up, which was 3 months of age, legend has it. Little George would have known better than to destroy a fruit tree near the house, particularly one to which a family member had taken a shine. With his trademark good sense, he would have simply detoured several yards to the left of the cherry tree in question, entered the nearby forest, and made vast piles of wood chips with the chopping action of his hatchet upon any number of forest trees, deciduous or conifer, and nobody's feelings would have been bruised in the least. I consider this particular tall tale debunked. Now on to those storied wooden teeth. Everyone knows George Washington had terrible dental trouble, and so he had dentures made of wood, right? Wrong! Our first president did have a terribly rotten set of original teeth, while they lasted, that is, because he had lost them all by late middle age. His final lower molar served as the anchor for a full set of hinged dentures, upper and lower, until it, too, finally fell victim to the barber's pliers, rendering our finest statesman completely toothless. As an avid eater of foodstuffs who loves to masticate red meat, not to mention the occasional churro, I shudder to imagine the complete loss of my chewing tackle.